Some dogs are leashed, some not. Some enjoy playing with other dogs, some would rather keep to themselves. Some are friendly and enjoy a stranger petting them, others don't. All dogs are different, and Basalt residents are too. Some think a new ordinance Basalt Town Council passed is good, others not as much. At Arbony Park in Basalt, five or so dogs run around in the large snow-covered open area between a playground and a pavilion. Their owners stand and talk. They all know each other. They come to this area in the park multiple times a day to let their dogs off the leash, run around, and play together. When they would walk to the park, they would let their dogs just walk beside them, not on a leash. But now that's not the case.
Here comes someone walking their dog on a leash to get to the park, which is nice. I think we all want to abide by the rules.
Right, right.
The rules those dog owners are talking about are known collectively as Ordinance 20, which Basalt Town Council passed at the end of September. The new ordinance designates five different areas around town that are now where dog owners can let their dogs off the leash and run around, like Linear Park, Confluence, Southside, Arbony, and Lions Park. Any other places, like on the sidewalk, playgrounds, or other open space areas, the dogs must be on a leash. If not, the owner will be cited.
My dogs were never on a leash. They're always on a leash when I come and go now.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, I keep them on a leash till we get here. And they love to go and bark at the dog in a house over here. So sometimes if I don't catch them soon enough, they'll go over there, but I leash them as soon as I can catch them. So we're trying.
Under Ordinance 20, if that owner's dog ran over to the house and went outside of the off-leash area, which is not fenced in but designated by a couple paper signs and orange construction cones, and a police officer was around to see it, she could technically be cited. And that's one big problem Lee Letson has with the new ordinance. How is the town really going to enforce it?
I think it's just a wasted effort, frankly. I mean, it's a solution looking for a problem, you know, because it just is no problem here.
But the Basalt Police Department did find that between 2016 and 2019, there were 27 police calls for dog bites. Of those, 21 were dogs off-leash and 7 on-leash. Basalt Town Manager Ryan Mahoney says that is one big reason why the town council wanted to pass this ordinance.
I wouldn't take it to the level that it was epidemic, but I think, you know, we felt strongly enough about it that kind of getting ahead of it while we still have a reasonable method to kind of solve for these issues was you know, a nice solution.
The nice solution being designated off-leash areas and easing into enforcing it. Mahoney says probably until the new year, police will educate people not following the rules, but eventually there will be consequences.
As with anything, our police use their own discretion and all this, you know, nothing is black and white. And so I think it would just depend on, you know, what they saw.
Sitting in the pavilion overlooking the off-leash area at Arbony Park, Basalt resident Bennett Bramson says Basalt dog owners should realize that this ordinance is actually a win for them and their dogs.
Right now, the fact that people have an area this size that they can throw the ball with their dog, they can be around other dogs. I don't think a lot of people have understood yet that, in fact, we've opened up sizable areas of town to have your dog off leash.
But Bramson says this ordinance is not for the responsible dog owners because they will be, well, responsible, but it's for those Basalt dog owners that have aggressive dogs but don't take the right steps to keep everyone safe and can ruin the fun of off-leash areas for everyone.
So I'm hoping people will just act responsibly as both human beings who can read signs because the dogs can't, or people who say, you know what, I'm a responsible dog owner and I want to do the right thing. And I never blame the dogs, I blame the humans.
Mahoney says, of course not everyone is going to like it, but all the town can ask for is that everyone follows the rules.
As with any law, you know, it's not always perfect. And so these are things that, you know, we want to implement, we want to put into place. It's sort of, you know, treading new water for us. And, you know, we can course correct if we feel like that's necessary. But, you know, I think just as far as responding to the feedback we got, this is a pretty even-handed way to deal with this situation.
Oh, look out.
They have so much fun.
Back at Arbony Park, some of the dogs are slowing down, getting tired after spending some time in the sun playing with their friends. Most of the dog owners say they will follow the rules and leash their dogs when they walk home from the park. But Lee Letson says he never leashes his dog, and he's not going to start now. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.